Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up." It was God's plan for the church, Big C Church, and then local churches to have apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists so that the body of Christ, all of us, can be built up so we can be encouraged and equipped and empowered to do all that God has called us to do, to come to a place in our lives where we are ready for the return of Jesus, okay? And so that is the work of a pastor in leading people to be ready for the return of Jesus. And I am just so thankful for the pastoral team that we have here at CCC. I'm so excited about each one of them. They are killing it. They're nailing it. They're going after it. And they love God with all their heart, and they're leading others to do the same, which makes me then say I have been so excited to describe to you what I see the future looking like in two different pastoral positions that we're going to be adding to this church. I've been pumped about it. Now, beginning in February, I've told you this before, Lacey and I heard, and Pastor Joel and Donna as well, from Pastor Kelly, that there was a possibility that he might be relocating and doing a national ministry out of Springfield, Missouri. And so at that time, we began praying. We began hitting our knees and saying, "God, what do you want for the future of children's ministry here at CCC? What is it that you're wanting to accomplish? How do you want it to look? Who do you want it to be if Pastor Kelly is not going to be with us?" And about a month and a half later, Pastor Kelly let us know that he was officially resigning and that they would be moving on to Springfield, and God's going to use them in great ways. And it was right before they made their official announcement to the church that we really began our research. We'd already been praying, because how many of you know when you make decisions, you always start with prayer. Always start with prayer. With that foundation, we began researching, we began making phone calls and emailing and Facebook and text, just using it all. I used everything but Instagram as I was doing this in order to get the word out, in order to talk with people and find out what's out there. And as I spoke with people from multiple states, even at the national level, I found that there was a name that kept surfacing and being highly recommended by Pastor Kelly, who I put a lot of stock in what he says about children's ministry. Pastor Kelly, district leader, several senior pastors, and even one person who is one of the top children's ministry leaders in our nation for the Assemblies of God living in Springfield, Missouri. One of them even said that this person, this name that kept popping up and people are recommending, could be one of the best children's pastors in the nation. Now, when I initially contacted this specific person to begin a conversation, I asked them to begin to pray. Before we ever started an interview process, if we were ever going there, let's take some time to pray, because I didn't want to just hire someone to be the next children's pastor. I want God to choose the next children's pastor. And so we began to pray together, and I believe that God provided exactly what we needed. Now, before I give you the name of the next children's pastor, sorry, that's too much fun. Before I give you the name of the next children's pastor, I want to share something else with you. In the summer of 2015, almost 2 years ago, Lacey and I came to a place where we were ready to give Pastor Joel and Donna our firm commitment to move forward in the pastoral selection process, whatever that might look like in the future. We came to a place in our hearts where we have a peace about this. We're committed to seeing what God might want to do with our lives and with this church. And it was during the summer of 2015 that I really began to pray for God's vision for CCC and God's direction, if the Lord would have us here, not knowing at that point what the result of the board interviews would be, hours and hours and hours of board interviews, right, board? And what the result of the church vote would be this past November. But I began to pray, God, if you would have us here, what do you want this to look like? What do we need to do? What do we need to continue? And something that the Lord put into my spirit was the need and the vision for what I would call a connections pastor. And I was praying about that literally for almost 2 years. This is what the process had been, where God planted that in my heart. And I saw the need. I knew that some other churches were doing that, but it was a new concept here for us at CCC. And you might be wondering, well, what is a connections pastor? Well, when I see this and envision this connections pastor, I see someone that would be here to help us facilitate guest follow-up, so that when a guest comes into this place, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. When someone who is unchurched comes and visits this church and you invite them, we want it to be a big deal. And so I wanted someone to come in that could really shoulder that and say, we're gonna wave the flag as far as connecting with guests when they come through the doors and following up with them and even offering guest welcoming experiences. In addition to that, someone that can offer pastoral leadership and oversight for some things that we're already doing, ushers and greeters and out at the hospitality desk and the things that are happening, which are amazing. Someone that can offer pastoral oversight and help us even to move forward in that even further as the Lord might lead. Because I believe that if we're sensitive to the Lord and we're working hard, that God's not finished with us, that he wants to continue to take us to further heights. And some of those things I would call first impressions. First impressions are really important. When someone comes in the parking lot, when someone comes to the door, when they show up in here. And so someone that can really herald that and someone that can lead the charge in helping us connect people. Now, if you remember back on May 21st, I'm sure you all do, May 21st, I preached a message and I was talking about all of us experiencing our next step. God doesn't want us to stay at the same place. He wants us to grow. And for some of you, you've been in church for 20 years and you've been serving the Lord for 25 years. God wants you to grow. And for some that are here or will come in the future, maybe they don't really know much about God. They might not even believe in God. God wants them to grow and to take their next step. And so someone that can help us formulate a strategic process to help people take their next step. I don't just want to preach about it. We as a pastoral team, as leadership, we want to help you. We want to help you grow. We want to help you take your next steps in your walk with Jesus. An example of that would be someone that raises their hand at the end of a service and says, I want to accept Jesus Christ into my heart. We want to be there to help them take their next step. We want to have things in place, ministries in place to help them be able to have a place to ask those questions and be able to have resources to be able to take those next steps. Now, what I've shared with you, even some other things that are on my heart, is a lot. But my heart right now is that we would begin this position as a part-time position, a part-time connections pastor. And so as that has been in my spirit for almost 2 years, and then back in February, as we began to pray about the children's pastor position, didn't even know how all that would come together, had really no idea. But as we started to go into an interview process, I really believe the Lord was up to something spectacular. And so we just committed to the Lord and said, God, if you're in this, let it continue and give us your peace. And he did. So we began an interview process for a new full-time children's pastor, and we also began an interview process for a part-time connections pastor. Now, in Pastor Joel's style, my mentor, we spent a lot of time in these interviews, okay? That if you've gone through an interview process with Pastor Joel, believe me, it's a lot of hours. And so we spent 3 to 4 hours in phone interviews, if not more. We had 3 face-to-face interviews, Lacey and I, with these two people, totaling over 10 hours. And then we had a time with our pastoral staff connection for an afternoon. And then we had a lengthy and thorough board interview with them on May 23rd. And after all the prayer and after the research and the follow-up and all the interviews and us extending an invitation to these two people, and after they have accepted our invitation, I stand before you excited to announce our first ever connections pastor in this part-time role is David Homrich, and our new children's pastor is his wife, Lisa Homrich. We can put a picture of them up here. Thank you. We will pass that on to them. Wish they could have been here this morning to be with us to hear that. There are many of you that know them, and there's some of you that don't, and you're just clapping because you're awesome. And I thank you for that. Thank you. But for those that don't know them, let me say, there's a CCC DNA and culture inside David and Lisa, which as we were going through this interview process, it surfaced so vividly. David was saved at a CCC ministry, filled with the Holy Spirit, called into ministry at a CCC ministry trip. Lisa was saved earlier in life, called to the ministry at a Michigan District youth camp, just a couple hours from here. And then she experienced a lot of her personal spiritual discipleship, here at CCC, working under different leaders, and for years she was mentored and did an internship with Pastor Kelly, and even to this day is continuing to be mentored by Pastor Kelly, which I think is a pretty cool thing. For the last 4 years, Lisa has been the full-time children's pastor at Journey Life Church in Lansing. And David began serving there and became the executive pastor, the full-time executive pastor at Journey Life Church in Lansing. A great, great church. I've been there myself down in the Lansing area. And for the last 8 years, Lacey and I have observed them in ministry. We've spent time with them. We've been observing their character. We've been observing their leadership. We've been observing their ministry capabilities and their competence. We've been watching them as they love people and as they minister to people. And we've seen their passion for the lost. I can't tell you how excited I am about both of these people, David and Lisa, and their son Braden. I can't tell you how excited I am about both of these positions. I am equally excited about this part-time connections pastor position as I am about this full-time children's pastor position. And you all, if you know me, you know how passionate I am for children's and youth ministries. I'm equally excited about both of these. Now, their first day with us will be July 16th, so 1 month basically from now, 4 weeks from now, they're going to be with us for their official installation. And what I love about that is that David is going to be able to jump into the saddle and get going as we head into the fall. And Lisa is going to be able to be here a couple weeks to begin meeting people and building relationships so that then she can go to kids camp with all of our kids and leaders. The way God worked out this timing, honestly, was what I prayed for months and months ago. And I just, like, God, I just believe this will happen. I hope this will happen. And to see how this has worked out has been a God thing. I'm pumped about it. Now, social media is kind of a big deal in our world. And in a world of social media, we've found as pastors that we have to make announcements in connection with other churches as they make announcements, okay? And so as we speak right now, David and Lisa are doing one of the hardest things in the world, and that is they are telling these people that they've loved and led for 4 years that they are getting ready to make a transition and move to another place. Now, we all know what that feels like when we have someone that's loved transitioning out. And so they are doing that this morning. So I just ask that you'll have respect for them. If you want to post anything or message them, just wait till after 1 o'clock today. That's all I ask. 1 p.m. this afternoon. And that'll give them a chance to really spend time with their church and both of their service and share what's happening. Now, as I conclude this time, I just want to share this little story because it's something that has really encouraged me. One of our interviews took place at IHOP, because I believe that good interviews include food, okay? And a lot of them are at our house, and so Lacey makes something, but this one was at an IHOP restaurant in another city. And I noticed as we were there, and we were there for a long time, but for an hour and a half portion of the time that we were together, there was a lady and her mom and then the lady's baby that were sitting at the table next to us. And I noticed that for an hour and a half as we're talking, they didn't say a word to each other. I'm like, man, they're having some issues. Maybe we should stop this and do some counseling over here or something. But I never saw them say one word to each other. But I could tell. You know how you can tell when you're talking and someone is listening? And you kind of glance over there and they're like. That's what it was literally for an hour and a half. And during that hour and a half portion, David and Lisa and Lace and I, we're talking about all of you. We're talking about how amazing this church is. We're talking about the pastoral staff. We're talking about the volunteer leaders. We're talking about the city of Midland and the community around us. We're talking about vision for the future. We're talking about people coming to know Jesus and taking their next steps in Christ. We're talking about children and their need to be parented by godly parents and equipping parents. And we're just talking, right? And we're casting vision, and we're getting excited. And during that hour and a half portion, I never saw them say a word, but when they got done eating, they came over, and we're still in the midst of this. I told you we were there a long time. We're still in the midst of this. And they come over, and they're like, excuse us, but what church do you go to? This is what she said. Because we're looking for one. And I was like, God, you are so good. Here we are. We're just sharing our heart. We're sharing about all of you and what God's doing and what God's going to do. And they're talking about their passion and their giftings. We're checking this all out in this interview. And in an interview, There were people that heard that and were so captivated that for an hour and a half, I never saw them talk. They just listened in. And there was something within them that said, I got to be a part of that. I'm telling you what, God is doing great things. And we're so excited to be a part of it with all of you. God is so good. I just want to just take a moment to pray. God, I thank you. I thank you for this place. Not so much this building. I thank you for the people. The body of Christ that is here that absolutely love you, that honor you, that seek you, that want to grow in you, that want to make a difference in this world. And Lord, I pray that you will use us to impact the world that you've placed us in. We pray blessing over Pastor David and Pastor Lisa as they make these tough announcements today. I pray that you'll prepare their hearts for the future, excite them to be united with this body so we can move forward in all that you have. In your name we pray. Amen.